Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Laws represent absolutes. The law of gravity is activated when you drop an object, and regardless of its weight, it falls to the ground. The law of cause and effect reveals that every action in the universe must be followed by an appropriate reaction, and to this, there's no exception of any kind, at any time, for any reason. Sir Isaac Newton once said, in discussing the law of action and reaction, he said, every action is followed by an equal reaction. Whenever we send something out, it returns in kind to either punish or bless. That which is sent out in the action, and that which returns is a reaction. Regarding life, we get out of life what we put into it. This is based on the spiritual law of sowing and reaping. What you sow, you will reap.
Galatians 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7, in the classic Amplified Bible says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. Notice how the Bible says, what you sow, that and that only, is what you will reap. There's also the spiritual law of release, which says that you must be willing to release for increase. Listen to Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25 says, There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty.
You know, honey.
On our call, it's true, 3 or 4 days ago, we pointed out that the word increase appears in the King James Version of the Bible a total of 147 times.
That's right, honey. And we also pointed out that the word prayer is in the King James Version of the Bible a total of 128 times. Once again, we need to point out that we're certainly not minimizing the importance of prayer. We're simply saying that to minimize the importance of increase would also be a mistake.
That's true.
Increase is obviously important to God, so it should be important to us as well. God wants us to increase, and all our hands find to do. Read Matthew 25. That proves it. He doesn't want us just standing still or just getting by. He's looking for increase.
And that's proven in Psalm 115, verse 14. Psalm 115, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Our increase comes through our obedience to his spiritual laws. So we think it's fair to say that increase is obviously very important to God. But let us take it a step further. In Proverbs 11, verse 25, it says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered himself.
Now, God makes it clear. If you scatter money, it will increase, and you will be prosperous. If you hoard too much of it, more than is proper, you will be poor.
That's richly pointed out in the New Living Translation of Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25. This is the way it says, kind of more in our language. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed.
Truthfully, that one scripture, honey, really says it all.
It says a lot.
If you give freely, you will become wealthy. If you're stingy, You'll lose everything. I thought, Lord, that says it all. There's no need to go any further. But he directed us to follow his word. We found that Psalm 37:21 in the Message Bible offers a little more colorful description of what happens when you're stingy.
And it says, wicked borrows and never returns. Righteous gives and gives. Generous gets it all in the end. Stingy is cut off at the pass.
I grew up watching Western movies and television shows, so I understand what it means to say you're cut off at the pass. It means you're not going to arrive at your destination because you've been bushwhacked by the enemy.
There you go. Deuteronomy 15:10. Deuteronomy 15, verse 10 in the Message Bible offers another powerful word. Give freely and spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God, your God's blessings, in everything you do. All your work and ventures. There are always going to be poor and needy people among you. So I command you, always be generous. Open purse and hands. Give to your neighbors in trouble, your poor and hurting neighbors.
The way we handle our giving, well, it will determine God's blessings in everything we do. Henry Drummond was a Scottish evangelist, biologist, and writer. And he once said, the most obvious lesson in Christ's teaching is that there's no happiness in having or getting anything, but only in giving. Reverend Drummond also said, happiness consists in giving and serving others. And just one more quote from Professor Drummond. He said, there's no happiness in having and getting, but only in giving. Half the world is on the wrong scent in the pursuit of happiness.
Interesting.
It is. Reverend Drummond graduated from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. And on a personal note, that's where our baby girl, Zan, received her master's degree. Pastor Drummond's sermon, The Greatest Thing in the World, is still widely circulated today, even though he died in 1897. At his death, Dwight L. Moody, the famed evangelist, said, Henry Drummond is one of the most lovable men I've ever known. Never have I known a man who, in my opinion, lived nearer the master or sought to do his will more fully.
Wow.
That's quite a compliment coming from
Dwight L. Moody.
I just thought you might find it interesting to know a little bit more about somebody we're quoting. But here's the point. We must never forget, or if you will, always remember, that regardless of our financial circumstances, God's spiritual laws never change, no matter how uncomfortable they make us feel. Now, you may be asking, do you mean I have to start giving my money away if I want to be prosperous? That doesn't make any sense. Well, you'd be right in the eyes of the world. It doesn't make sense because it's viewed as a loss. God's spiritual laws do not always make worldly sense, but they are his truths and will always work. Not only do they work, but they're absolutes. Giving into the kingdom is seed, and seed always multiplies in a harvest.
The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 11, verse 24 and 25 says, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. God's spiritual laws, they just don't change. Release and increase, prosperity, they retain and decrease tends to poverty.
You know, honey, I heard this scripture expressed years ago that when you release what's in your hand, then God will release what's in his hand. And no question, we'd rather have what's in God's hands and what's in ours.
That's true.
Once again, we see the law of release. When we release what's in our hands, then God will bring increase in our lives. I'll always remember where I was standing, Birmingham Airport, when a dear friend of our ministry called to say that she was sowing a $21,000 seed into our ministry. Her oldest daughter was about to enter college, and she had saved for the event, but that was only $21,000, which wouldn't be nearly enough for even one semester. So she decided to release what she had to bring increase into her life. Within a short period of time, someone she knew well came to her and told her that he felt led to pay for half of her daughter's tuition. Not only that, he was going to pay for half of her other daughter's tuition when she entered college 2 years in the future. When what we have in our hand isn't enough to meet our need, it's time to turn it to see. Once again, the law of release, the increase. Say this with us. When I release what's in my hand, God will increase
into my life.
Hallelujah. When I release what's in my hand, God will bring increase into my life. It's critically important that you get these teachings down in your spirit. I want to end with two amazing quotes. First, C.S. Lewis, the author of Mere Christianity, a book that every believer should read at least once. He said, "The only thing we can keep are the things we freely give to God."
Think of that. And then finally, George Mueller, the English evangelist and the director of the Ashley Down Orphanage and the author of Answers to Prayer and Releasing Power of Prayer. This is what he said: "God judges what we give by what we keep."
Wow. That's a profound quote.
That's right.
By the way, if you ever want to be really blessed, read the biography of George Mueller. It'll stir your faith. I'll tell you one quick story. He was coming to America on a ship. A huge storm came up, and the captain of the ship went down to Mueller's room where he was praying. The captain said, "Mr. Mueller, I know you're a godly man. I want you to pray with us because this ship is going to sink." Mr. Mueller said, "Captain, I will pray, but I will not pray with you because you just said the ship's going to sink. I'm praying that it won't sink." And it didn't.
Hallelujah.
Great story. And there are others about Mueller
that'll
bless you.
Yeah.
Really will. Speaking of being blessed, if you've been blessed, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says.
That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30,
happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.